Hey, everybody. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening to my podcast today. I have a special guest because we're moving towards ISE. And my guest today is Andy Penman, who is the International Sales Manager of Teamboard. First off, Andy, good morning. How are you doing?
Really well. Thank you. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having us on.
And it's literally good morning for you a whole day later. I'm here in the U.S. You're in Australia, so you're joining me a whole different day than I'm living in right now, but we're all going to be converging together in Amsterdam in just a few weeks, and Teamboard's going to make a big international launch there. And interestingly enough, everyone who's listening to this podcast has heard of Teamboard without even realizing they've heard of Teamboard. Why don't you give them a little bit of the background, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely. So Teamboard was a brand that was owned by Egan in Canada. And they've been around for 20 plus years. The Teamboard famously was known for its surface that it offered around the interactive whiteboard. It was one of the first interactive whiteboards to hit the market. It's now under new management. Teamboard is now our company. It's under new management with myself, Jitu Patel over in Canada, who was part of that Teamboard group back in the day. So he's been the brains behind previous products around Teamboard. And with Andrew Shaw as well, here in Australia, we form an international group that is relaunching the company known as Teamboard now. So it's a name that resonates with people, and we're bringing that back to market in an international way at ISE next month.
Yeah, and you can go to teamboard.com. And although we were talking offline, the collaboration board market is not a new market anymore, but it's still an emerging market. It's been around for three solid years, but it's still an emerging market. There's still way more conferences without collaboration boards than with. So Teamboard, I think, is entering at the right time. And you have kind of a unique background because you do have 10 years of history behind building interactive flat panels and that market. But what would you say is the big differentiator for Teamboard? Because there are a lot of companies out there, even some of the big brands have their own collaboration products now. But in your case, Teamboard, you're just focusing on one type of product. That obviously is a differentiator. But what else do you say? Like, why you obviously going to have a stand in Hall 13, C100 at ISE. Let's push people to your stand. What is the differentiation you offer?
You mentioned we've been the group that's formed around Teamboard now has a 10-year history in engineering, designing interactive flat panels, and we know that space really well. So we're coupling our expertise recently in the market with other businesses with this historic brand. So that's exciting. But yeah, we definitely encourage people to actually come and see the products. We'll have a range of our IFPs at ISE. We're doing the usual size range from 55, 65, 75, 86, and even a 98-inch screen. And some of the unique kind of components of that product around the aesthetics and performance of the screen. So we're using a slim IR frame that will give a unique, almost capacitive touch style feel to the screen. It's set back the bezel into the screen, so it looks really sleek. It performs quicker. It feels more intuitive when you use it. It's simpler to use. It's built around a really, really nicely designed UI that people are just going to be able to walk up and get collaborating with on really quickly. A big thing about the panel for us is there's virtually no air gap between the glass and the LED now. And again, that really kind of puts us in this optimum performance and ease of use and just natural feel for the panel. So these are the things we've been working on developing for 10 years. And we're now bringing this into the Teamboard brand. So the screens are going to look, feel, and perform really well. And as you say, this is an emerging space around collaborative boards. We know the space well. We know what works well for corporate education verticals. And we're bringing a range that's really going to be competitive and interesting for distributors that are looking to have a piece of that pie with a well-known brand. We have the usual things, 4K, 20 points of touch. one of our unique components we're bringing to the show as well is our customized mobile solutions that have been built specifically for the Teamboard brand. So we're going to offer Distis the opportunity to have this unique screen for their markets with our mobile solutions that we've been, again, perfecting and engineering for years now. We know that works well in the space that we are that we're looking to compete in. So there's some real attractive reasons for people to come and actually see the screens. We really can't wait to walk the walk, really, and show the products. We've had a number of really exciting calls with distributors across the globe that's still involved with the Teamboard brand and are very interested in what we're doing around the brand. And we've just launched we just announced a distributor for the Australian market as well. So there's a couple of really mature announcements that we're going to make, and it's exciting times. One other thing I should mention as well is we do have a upgradable Android piece as part of the panel. So we're going to be able to launch that as well at ISC and talk about how that will be able to come along the journey with the panels as well.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think people are going to get really excited for you when they see your mobility solutions. That's a big differentiator, I think, because, and I'm glad to hear you're going to bring that to ISE. So one of the issues that a lot of the collaboration companies have is that they have a board and they expect you to hang it on a wall. But then if you need to move it around, you have to go to a third party company to mount it and put it into something that can be moved around as a kiosk or even a cart or anything that would be mobile. You actually have turnkey products that are mobile for all the different sizes, and you have three different designs, including one or two at least, that have electric height adjustment for ADA requirements and for the size requirements, because when you put a 98-inch display, obviously you're going to need to lower it down. So I would encourage people to check that out. Go to teamboard.com, and you can see the entire line. And they are looking for distributors in a number of the countries while they're over in ISE. So stop by their booth in Hall 13, C100. Andy Penman, I appreciate you joining me today. And I'm going to try to push everybody to teamboard.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see everyone at ISE. Make sure you reach out to us on LinkedIn or through the website, and we'll get you signed on for a quick visit onto the booth. No, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually link your profile from LinkedIn in the description of this podcast. So if you want to get in touch with Andy, you'll be able to get in touch with him directly, or you can go to teamboard.com. Thanks for listening. All of our ISE coverage is at raypubs.com.